The Sunyain Polytechnic has embarked on a vigorous development program as part of its efforts to be elevated to a technical university by 2016. Director of the Polytechnic, Professor K.T. Janfojo, who announced this, the move is aimed at improving the competence of staff and enable them to surmount the challenges ahead, as well as respond to government's directives for staff development. Professor Janfojo was speaking at the fifth congregation of the Sunyain Polytechnic in Sunyain. Emmanuel Mensah Bludo was at the ceremony and says the event was also used to honor Professor Edward Bedu of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, as well as some other personalities, for their contribution to the development of Sunyain Polytechnic.
6,465 people graduated with degrees, higher national diplomas and certificates. Professor Janfojo told the congregation that at the moment, his polytechnic has 150 masters and 7 doctoral degrees holders, while 19 staff are pursuing doctoral programs in various universities across the world, adding that they will return by the close of the year to beef up the workforce of the polytechnic. The rector stated that from this academic year, the polytechnic will mount 2 new tertiary programs, which are higher national diploma in purchasing and supply, as well as computer science and mathematics. The Deputy Bunahaf Regional Minister, Justice Samuel Ejay, appealed to the citizen to use their professional expertise effectively in partnership with the government towards sustainable development of the nation. The chairman of the Sunyain Polytechnic Council, Dr. Isis Kwesi Asuma, observed that the key challenge facing the country's polytechnic is how to get students to enroll in science and technical courses. He attributed the problem to the small number of science students coming out of senior high schools in the country. Dr. Asuma therefore called for the reversal of the situation through the training of more science teachers. From Sunyain, this has been Emmanuel Mensah Bludo reporting for Radio Ghana.